If your holiday travels include a hotel stay, keep this in mind. There's a good chance that wherever you're staying will be acutely short-staffed. Despite higher wages, hotel owners and managers still can't fill positions, so they are having to adapt in all sorts of ways, as NPR's Andrea Hsu reports.
In the laundry room at the Country Inn and Suites on the north side of Baltimore, the dryers are humming, rags are soaking, and a four-year-old boy is happily snacking on some Ritz crackers as he watches his mother fold sheets.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, that's her son.
The owners here, Deepak Patel and his wife Deepa, began allowing staff to bring their children to work last year. Business had picked up at the mid-scale hotel, but they were unable to bring back workers, especially in housekeeping. Childcare was a real issue for some staff, and the couple couldn't afford to lose anyone. So they decided,
okay, bring your child here. At least we are finishing the work, you know.
Before the pandemic, the Patels had 25 to 30 people on staff. Now they're down to 14. They've had zero luck hiring this year, even though they've raised wages from about $10 an hour before the pandemic to $16 an hour now.
Nobody wants to work, actually. I mean, we are still surprised at where everybody are.
Deepak Patel knows he's competing with the Amazon warehouses nearby, and a lot of other employers, too. These days, workers have a lot of choices. There are companies offering technical training and even free college tuition. In the old days, Patel says, lots of people would just walk through the door and fill out a job application. Nowadays, no one. So he and his wife have been filling the gaps themselves.
Since 2020, we haven't had a day off. We come every single day.
They staff the front desk, manage the free breakfast, do room inspections, also laundry.
Unload, load, put it in a dryer, put it in a washer.
It's a whole family affair. Their two girls come every day after school to help out. And still, with just six people in housekeeping taking care of 81 rooms, they cannot offer the level of service they used to. Now, they clean rooms only every 4 days, unless a guest requests otherwise.
Of course, if somebody's here for one night, we definitely want to clean that room so we can resell that room to new guests. But if somebody's here for 3 nights, we don't clean that room until they check out.
Deepak Patel has been thinking hard about whether this business even makes sense anymore. How do you run a 24-hour operation without workers? He's exploring all the options, including one I got to see in New York.
So now I'm going to press this button. Off he goes.
Merle Ayers is director of banquets at the Garden City Hotel on Long Island. He's brought me over to meet The Wiz, a robot vacuum, one of two the hotel bought late last year for roughly $30,000 each. The other one's up in housekeeping.
So what's happening right now is The Wiz basically is following a pre-programmed route, and it's going to complete that route and vacuum the whole rug.
Well, as long as we humans don't get in its way.
It's trying to figure out where to go right now. You're kind of in its way, too.
The Wiz will clean the red and gold carpet we're standing on in 30 to 40 minutes, about as long as it would take a human to do the same job. But it's not about saving time. It's about saving manpower.
As you can see, the gentleman I have here working over here, he's doing something else while this is vacuuming the floor.
Which is key because this hotel, with its gold ceilings and crystal chandeliers, is also short-staffed. Around 15 to 20% of their positions are unfilled.
I've been in the hotel business for very long time, and I've never experienced this.
Grady Colon is managing director here. He's found that since the pandemic, workers want more freedom. They don't want to be tied down to their jobs. So, just as the Patels have done in Baltimore, Colon has become very accommodating of the staff.
We've even tried to fill positions by saying, let's not make it a full-time. Whatever flexible hours, what hours do you have available? And we'll cobble together what would have been a 40-hour shift for one person with three or four.
But what he won't touch, daily room cleanings and nightly turndown service. He says travelers paying four-star hotel rates expect an A-plus experience.
This hotel is 148 years old. It's always been the dominant iconic property in its region. The reputation is key.
Deepak Patel's hotel in Baltimore has a much shorter history, but he is also thinking about how to keep guests happy. He's leaning toward leasing a robot vacuum to allow housekeeping to focus on other things. And another technology has caught his eye, a kiosk that would sit just inside the entrance.
There's some person actually come to the screen as soon as you walk closer to the kiosk.
A live person?
I mean, on the screen. outsource somewhere in some country, but they can collect the payment, they can check in the gas, they can even make a key, they can make a room change.
It's not something he would have ever thought about when workers were plentiful. And even now?
We are not looking to replace the person 100%. Right. Yeah. It's some filling up the gap at some time.
Like now, when the phone is ringing and Patel is the only one here.
Do you need to answer
the phone? Yeah, to answer the phone. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I'll be right there.
Before he got into the hotel business, Deepak Patel actually worked as a software engineer. Now he's thinking he ought to go back. A 9-to-5 job would bring peace of mind, he says, and allow him to take his family on a long overdue vacation.
Good afternoon, that's my country news. It's Baltimore North.
Andrea Hsu, NPR News.